نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم. Amongst the ayat we have read today, one of them stands out is of course a famous one regarding the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nur is in the skies and the earth. It's always a question people will ask you, where is Allah? That question comes out many, many times. And we should not get into a discussion or debate with people as to where is Allah. But once you go into that debate, then it gets very, very nasty. Because if you say Allah is everywhere, the person will pick up this bottle and say, is Allah inside here? I've heard people do things like that. So these are not discussions you have with people because they try to be funny and they try to prove that Allah is not everywhere. So the standard answer should be this. Allah knows where Allah is. That's what you say. You ask, where's Allah? Allah knows where Allah is, number one. But as far as the nur of Allah is concerned, that is everywhere. For example, if I ask you exactly where is the light, how many centimeters above from here it is? Now, what type of question is that? So what are you going to say? The light is where the light is, but the radiance of the light is everywhere. So as far as the nur of Allah is concerned, it is, Allah says, Allahu nuru samawati wal-ard. It is on the skies, it is on the earth, and as far as the nur of Allah is concerned, it is one. You don't hear the word nur in plural form. The word jahil, etc., you'll see in multiple forms. Evil comes in various ways, but nur and the light of Allah and the guidance of Allah, according to this here, will be nur is singular and it is one and it is from Allah alone. The pathway to haq is one, the pathway to ignorance, of course, comes in many different ways. Now in interfaith, of course, when you try to make people happy, they say, well, the pathway to God is many different ways. They do this for political reasons. Everybody will sound nice. Everybody wants a free breakfast. So in order to get invited again, you have to say, yes, the pathways to God is many and it doesn't matter and we all go to the same end. My brother, that's not the way it is. My sister, that's not the way it is. If it was that easy, then you can believe in Bhagwan, he can believe in Krishna, somebody else can believe in something else and we're all going to go to heaven. Then why must I be a Muslim? It doesn't make sense. So as far as that is concerned, the pathway to Jannah is one, and the pathway to Jannah is through La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and following La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about the various types of individuals. Rijalul la tulhim tijaratu wa la bay'un an dhikrillah. True men. Now it doesn't mean women are not included here. Here the word man is used as a feature of men and women. Men and women. So true humans, true individuals are la tulhihim tijara wala bay. They don't let their certificates destroy them. They don't let their tijara, their trade destroy them. They don't make the qualifications destroy them. Like it is a tendency in our culture, once you have a certain amount of qualifications, then all of a sudden you are viewed as a chip amongst the rest. Or one better. Or if you have certain amount of property or assets, then you are one better. Allah says, yes, you can think whatever you want. But رِجَالٌ لَا تُلِيمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيْءٍ. True individuals are not distracted with the trade. They're not distracted with the wealth. They're not distracted with the ambience of this life. And they do not let all these things distract them from the remembrance of Allah. وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. They don't get distracted from the salah, and they do not get distracted with the giving of charity. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. So this is also their tendency. Of course, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talked about various other things. The famous one, قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ مَا حُمِّلَ وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. Simply put, obey Allah, obey Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not turn away, do not let anything of the world distract you from this, and if you obey in the proper way, then understand you will be given guidance in the proper way. And if you get distracted, then of course you will be also messing your life up in this world as well as in the hereafter. As far as Rasulullah is concerned, they used to say, "Ma li hadha rasul yaqul ta'ama wa yamshi fil aswaq." What type of man is this? If he's truly a prophet, he goes to the marketplace, he eats food, he does everything like everyone else. Allah says, on the other hand, if Allah did not give him these qualities, they'll say he's an angel. See, he's not like us. Therefore, he's such a great person. And when Allah gave him these qualities to go to the marketplace, get married, live in a way like a normal human lives, then they say, now what is wrong with this? How can he be a prophet if this is the way he is? So either way, you are at a loss with people that don't want to believe. So therefore Allah is saying, in essence, I allow him to get married, I allow him to go to the marketplace, I allow him to trade, I allow him to interact, because I want him to show you all exactly how all these various transactions ought to take place. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about various types of sins that people will commit, various wrongs they will do. All these things will happen. But the key is the following. Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan saliha fa ulaika yubaddilullahu sayyiatihim hasanat. Okay, you've sinned, you have done wrong, you've done everything, male, female, whatever it is, you had the lifestyle. Now Allah says, illa man tab. You'll be forgiven provided you make your tawbah. Wa amana, you continue believing in Allah. Wa amila amalan, you don't just do action. Here is for wa amila amalan is showing that take sincere pride in doing good things. Allah didn't have to use the word over or multiple times for ta'keed, emphasis, etc. Allah is saying, now that you made your tawbah, now that you believe in Allah, wa amila amala, start taking on good deeds, and not just good deeds. Take sincerity, take active part in salihah, in very, very good deeds, in responsible way of living. Allah says, if you do that, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Allah will turn your wrongs, He'll topple your wrongs. He'll topple your wrongs to such a way that people will look at you and they will even forget the wrongs you have done. And this is our goal in life. One is you get forgiveness, we understand. The other is you must be forgiven to such an extent that when Allah can do, He can change your deeds to such an extent that when people look at you, they'll forget that that man used to do this. That man had this type of business. That man had that type of things he did with his wife. That man had such children, whatever it may be. Allah says, you did your wrong. You made your tawbah. You were sincere in that. And not only you made your tawbah and you covered it up with good actions. Allah says, I will turn all that rottenness into purity to such an extent that people will even forget that you have done wrong. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Who is the one that can forgive besides Allah? Thereafter Allah continues again. وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَهْدُونَ الزُّورَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْمِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا صُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا etc. What is Allah saying here? Allah is showing you that now that you have made your tawbah, let go of idol worshipping. Now, of course, you may say, I don't believe in idols. My brother and sister, understand, the major idol you don't believe in, the little idols you're still running by. And you know what the little idols are: desires, people, wealth, individuals, women, men, education in the wrongful manner, you name it, you are running behind it. Because this is what you think, that by getting it, you will gain your success. Today there was a young boy that was speaking, young fellow, he was 20, 21. You know what he said? Young fellow, he says, I'm living every day, but I don't see a change in my life from the day before. He says, like I'm in this race, I'm moving, but I'm still in the same spot. I guarantee you, if you use your intellect, each one of us are doing the same thing. If you examine your yesterday from today, you went to work, you fasted, but was your yesterday really different from today? Or was it the same? I guarantee you, 99.9%, it was no different. The thing you did yesterday was the same thing you did today. And chances are straight, and chances are correct, you'll do the same thing again tomorrow. Allah is saying, break this habit. Oh insan, break this habit. Because if you get stuck in this habit, it's going to be till the day. Imagine the last day of your life. Imagine the last day of your life. And thereafter you get up in the day of Qiyamah, Allah says, what was your last day like? Imagine you saying it was the same as yesterday. Or it was the same as today. I don't think that's very much of an accomplishment. And all of us are caught up in this given sphere. So Allah is saying, you made your tawbah, you changed your life. Now, don't let it stagnate you by limiting your change from here on. Go on. And finally, ayah number 74 in Surah Furqan. Try to memorize this ayah, where it says, رَبَّنَا وَأَغْوَى الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Made this dua. Normally people say, it's hard for me to get married, it's hard for me this.
this is the dua you make. And once you make this dua, one is you'll never get married. Allah doesn't want you to get married to the wrong person. And inshallah, if you do get married, you will marry the right individual. Because this dua is, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Oh Allah, give me such a spouse that is a coolness to my eyes. Such a spouse that is a coolness to my eyes. My brothers and sisters, don't get fooled with a guy wearing a hat, keeping a beard, or a girl wearing a scarf. Don't get fooled with that. You may think they are religious. And you know what's funny about people nowadays? There's one guy saying, this girl is very religious, Sheikh. I said, how do you know? He says, he picks up the phone and he says, see, she told me she read the Hajjud Salah this morning. I said, go figure. Go figure. Why would she tell you she read the Hajjud Salah? What are you, Allah, number one? Number two, people use what they call impression management techniques. There's a whole theory on this in communication. Go check it out. Impression management techniques is where I'll present a certain way to you regarding me so you perceive me in a different way. So the Quran is saying, don't get caught up in this game of piety. Don't get caught up in the game of righteousness. Be righteous, be good, and don't use it as a game. So make this dua again, ayah number 74, Surah Furqan, Surah number 25. Memorize this and make this dua every morning. Those of you that are married, make it for your wife. Those of you that are single, make it for your future. Those of you that are parents, make it for your children. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah, give me such a spouse that is a coolness to my eye. Give my child such a spouse that my child, when he goes in the home, it is as if he or she is relaxed. They feel good and they feel proud to be whoever they are with. وَجَعَلْنَا لِمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And oh Allah, make me a leader, but not of ignorant people. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Make me a leader of muttaqeen. That's when people say to some scholars, MashaAllah, you in this masjid, there are so many people, they don't get impressed. Because they realize one thing, it's not how many people you have behind you, it's the quality of type of people you have. That is why if someone makes you perform salah in front of a Shaykh al-Hadith, you can say, MashaAllah, now I'll accomplish a little bit. Or they make you perform salah in front of good people, pious people. Now you can say, today I've accomplished something in life. So don't be fooled with ruling ordinary people. Don't be fooled with being a member or a leader. It's who you are a leader of. That is why they say the following and end up with this. People will criticize you. They'll condemn you. Don't be fooled by that either. Ask yourself, who is criticizing me? The guy who's running a casino down the street, he's criticizing an iman, and you get affected by that, there's something wrong with your iman. The guy is making money through God knows shady deals, and he says, that fellow there is a bad person, and you're going to be affected by that, your iman needs to be checked. So what he's saying here is the following, make dua for the best of spouse, and be the leader of pious people. And the only way you can be a leader of pious people is you go tonight, you change your home, you change the infrastructure, you make your wife, you make your husband, you make your children become the best. And then when you say, now I'm the leader of so and so, now I'm the leader of such and such individual, then you too can be proud. So there are two types of leadership you have to go for. One is home leadership, that makes you a leader of the best of people. And the second is leader of a community where you take the people to the next level and you make them the best, inshallah. May Allah help us and guide us at all times.